AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iraqi government forces are now in control of Anbar University outside Ramadi. There was fierce fighting in that region. This is part of the Iraqi push to reclaim territory from the Islamic State group. Meantime, NATO says the North Atlantic Council will meet Tuesday for consultations at Turkey's request following an Islamic State group suicide bombing near Turkey's border with Syria. 32 people were killed. There was another attack on Turkish forces which killed a soldier. The AP's Susan Fraser reports two soldiers were killed, four others wounded, after a car bomb struck a military vehicle in Turkey.
The military convoy was traveling to intervene in an incident where a group of Kurds had set cars on fire and had blocked an intersection in the town of Lice. The car bomb exploded as the military convoy arrived at the scene.
President Obama has become the first American president to visit Ethiopia. Obama arrived in the capital, Addis Ababa, where he met with diplomats at the U.S. Embassy. Before leaving Kenya, the president said he's backing that country's efforts to fight al-Shabaab militants but retain human rights.
I don't want counterterrorism to be used as an excuse than to crush legitimate dissent. And we will guard against that as well.
Britain's Chris Froome is the winner of the Tour de France. There was some drama before the riders arrived in Paris. A car struck a taxi and crashed through barricades set up near the finish line. Police opened fire on the vehicle. The AP's Elaine Ganley in Paris reports police do not think this is linked to terrorism.
What police think is that in this rather ritzy neighborhood full of nightclubs in the area of the Champs-Élysées, that they were perhaps leaving very late, perhaps drunk, perhaps having consumed illegal products, and simply did not want to be controlled in a police check.
This is AP Radio News. San Francisco Police Chief Greg Suhr says an officer shot a man who attempted to carjack at least two cars near the San Francisco airport.
I know they know what they're doing or feel like. At Austin's been
the other officers can hear the suspect saying, "Shoot me, shoot me, shoot me." A second round is fired. It strikes the suspect in what appears to be the abdomen. He goes down.
Suhr says the suspect is at a hospital in serious but stable condition. NFL Hall of Famer Joe Namath is offering a $100,000 reward in the search along the Florida coast for two teenage fishermen.
I know they know what they're doing or feel like. At Austin's been sharp and on the water a good while. Perry's just as sharp as can be, and they're so fine, these two young fellas.
He's talking about Perry Cohen and Austin Stefanos. Cohen is Namath's neighbor in Tequesta, Florida. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.